to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
I am so blessed to have Gil Alderete again on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I am so excited because Gil Alderete, president of Catholic Men's Fellowship, is so on fire. And we're going to be talking on Men of Faith, his show, on two important topics. The first one will be pursuit for holiness. And then the second one will be, as a result of that holiness, how do I spread the good news? So listen, and we're about ready to begin Men of Faith.
Welcome, Deacon Steve.
Well, I just love being with you so much, and I'm so blessed to be back on your show, because people don't understand the power of the sacraments, how blessed we are to be in the Roman Catholic Church, to have a sacramental church, and to have Mass where we can go every day to receive the body and blood of Christ.
Where the power of God is infused into your soul. Infused. It doesn't just cover you. It infuses you into your body, into your soul, through Holy Mother Church. The sacrament of confession, where you're brought back into reconciliation. The prodigal son, the prodigal daughter of God, comes back. And then we have the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, which feeds us with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and then takes us out. And he puts us into the world to just transform it.
Amen, amen. I just want to take a second, or more than a second, but really focus first on the importance of reconciliation. You know, so many people don't get the importance of it. It's more like, well, I haven't killed anybody. I haven't done anything really major. But the bottom line is this. Are you growing in holiness? Are you withstanding the attacks of the evil one? Do you want to be closer to Christ? What a gift we have with the sacrament of reconciliation, whereas Saint Mother Teresa would say, we go in dirty with sin and go out white as snow. Reconciliation and confessing our sins is a prerequisite to holiness. It's a prerequisite to getting close to God. And we know, for example, in James 5, that we are to confess our sins to one another. We know, obviously, what Jesus has taught us, which is very important, is that we have to repent. We have to clean ourselves of the enemy's intrusion and what the enemy has done in our life to bring us away from Christ. Reconciliation is not an option.
Acts 3:19 says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. He refreshes us. But you know what? He can't do that if we're not reconciled to him himself. We cannot be in mortal sin. We cannot be a stained vessel walking in sin and expect God to transform and refresh our lives. There has to be a moment. You know, when Jesus heals someone, he says, go and sin no more. He reconciled them to himself, to God the Father, to the Blessed Trinity. And therefore, at that reconciliation, that encounter with the God-man, right, then we go forth and we continue to evangelize and walk in the grace of God. And how do we do that? How do we walk in the grace of God?
We surrender our life to Jesus and we want it. You know, there's not a coincidence that Matthew 7:7 and Luke 11:9, ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. We have to want it. That's why I love Matthew 5:6. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for God's will, righteousness, and then they'll be filled. We know in Matthew 6:33 that we have to seek first the kingdom of God and his will, his righteousness. Everything else will be added. It all fits together, but we have to want it. We have to hunger for it. We have to thirst for it. We have to be all in.
All in. All in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being all in. Go and make sure you register for JesusThirstForAmerica.com because that is a whole day of being all in. Great speakers, Bishop Timothy Fryer, Father Robert Spitzer, Deacon Larry Oney, Kathleen Beckman, Andy Oney, Barbara Heil, myself, Gil Alderetti will also be there. And we have confessions for most of the day.
Praise
reconciliation.
God.
So we will have a mass led by Bishop Timothy Fryer. We will have reconciliation. Very, very important. That is something that we need to say yes to and to sign up, JesusThirstForAmerica.com. But I want to get back to reconciliation. Without reconciliation, we just don't have the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace that we need in order to do God's will.
You know, we say in the Our Father, and many of us know it, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4:32 tells us, be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Our Lord and Savior died for us, and he forgave us through that death on the cross. And he redeemed us to God the Father. And through his resurrection, that's how we live. But you know what, brothers and sisters? I'm going to tell you something. We have family hurts. People say things, and we have to reconcile with each other. You have to reconcile with the ones closest to you. If you haven't talked to your brother, if you haven't talked to your sister, if you haven't talked to your mother, talk to your father. Pick up the phone, call them, and reconcile with them. Because like I said, in the Our Father, we ask God to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen, amen. Bottom line is this. Without that going to Jesus with forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, it's all about humility. And humility brings us into holiness. It's literally impossible to be holy without humility. I don't know about you, buddy, but especially when I go to a priest and I know, it's embarrassing. You know, I mean, I haven't done horrible things. Don't get me wrong, listeners. But bottom line is that any sin is embarrassing for me. You know, selfishness, pride, you know, anything that I'm doing where I'm moving away from Christ, I hate it.
And we deal with that every day in our lives. We have a moment where all of a sudden we're praying in the morning and we're doing what we're doing. And then we jump into traffic and drive. And then we're cursing our brother and sister on the road. And, you know, this morning coming to the Tower of Hope at the Christ Cathedral to do these radio shows, I was just in such a peaceful set. I knew that I was going to deal with traffic. I knew it was going to be a long haul from Covina, California to Orange County. But you know what? God gave me the special grace to stay peaceful and to just be in the peace of the Lord and travel. But you know what? So many times that peace is just taken away by something very simple. And you know, we just have to remain in the peace and reconciliation of our Lord.
Amen. And, you know, without that, we're just in the flesh. You know, we have to surrender to Jesus Christ totally to be holy. You know, I often in my talks, I will ask the audience, how many of you think that you're holy? Raise your hand. How many people raise their hand?
Oh, my gosh. How many?
Zero.
Hopefully zero.
Zero. No, no. Well, not hopefully, because we are holy.
Right, right.
The reason we're holy is because of what Jesus has done for us.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's what makes us holy.
How many of us live in holiness?
Right. You okay. know, we're sinners, but the point is, you know, remember what it says in Ephesians 1, is that we have been called to be holy. You know, and so then I'll often ask, and, you know, I always find this to be fascinating. I'll ask the people, I'll say, how many of you think that anybody in the room is holy? And we have priests there, deacons, sisters. You know, often people, no one will raise their hand. But here's the thing. I want to go to this Ephesians 1, verse 3 and following. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessings in the heavens. He chose us before the foundation of the world. You ready for this?
Yeah.
To be holy and without blemish before him. How can we be holy and without blemish? Because he died on the cross and made us holy.
It's in him.
That's what people don't get. It's not so much that my own pride, I'm holy because of, you know, my own works. No, it's because we said yes to Jesus. And in saying yes to Jesus, he takes over our life. And when he takes over our life, he grants us that holiness. And so when we say yes to him, we have to then live in the holiness, live in the holiness.
We need to walk in holiness. And how do we do that? We walk in holiness by our relationship with our Lord, by drawing close to Holy Mother Church, by the scriptures, by praying our rosary. And, you know, we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, the Apostle Paul says. Our lives are transformed. You can't walk with God and walk in the flesh. You just can't do it. No. If you have a relationship with our Lord, if you get up every morning, and I promise you this, if you get up every morning and you pray 5 minutes a day to start, God will transform your life. If you ask him to open doors for, bring people to you or you to be brought to others to share the love of God, he will do it. Our Lord will do it. He's faithful.
To the extent that we want to be used is the extent that we will be used. He is faithful. Amen. And he is not going to deny us. And we have to recognize the fact that Jesus wants to use us in a powerful way. Do we want to be used? You know, I like to say, to the extent that you want to be used is the extent that you're going to be used. And so how many people want to be used by Christ to build up the body of Christ? How many people? Not enough. And what it really comes down to is the fact that when we say yes to him, then he just floods us with the Holy Spirit, and he guides people. Do you ever notice that when you're really excited about the Lord, which God willing is every day, but when you go out of your way to say, Lord, bring people to me, out of the blue, people come to you.
They do.
Someone calls you up on the phone, you bump into them, you're in a restaurant, wherever it is, they come out of the blue.
You know, the other day I was driving my rig and I got pulled into the scales and I was pulled over and I was broken down. And that day I worked an incredible amount of hours. I worked 17 hours, but I was broken down for six. And I was praying, and in the midst of all that, I looked over and there was a man who was broken down as well. And I rolled down my window. He goes, "What's going on?" I go, "I have a flat tire and I'm a low tire. I'm waiting for someone to come and change it." And I got out of my vehicle and I started talking to him, and he goes, "Wow," he goes, "that's really rough. You got a ticket for that?" And I go, "Yeah, I got a ticket." I go, "It's low." And he goes, "Man," he goes, "well, I know the highway patrolman that's on duty right now." And I go, "Oh, really?" And I go, "What's your name?" And he says, "Art." And I said, "My name's Gil." And you know what? I said, "Are you Catholic?" And he said, "Yeah, why?" And I go, "Where are you from?" And he goes, "Bakersfield." And he goes, "Really?" And I go, "What parish do you belong to?" And he goes, "St. Joseph." And I go, "You know, we have a Catholic men's fellowship there in St. Joseph." And he says, "No." And I go, "Do you know Oscar Zubrin? He is a leader out there, and they have six parishes out there in Bakersfield area, Visalia area." And, you know, I just wonder. He goes, "No, I know Oscar." And he goes, "I'm going to go inside and talk to the highway patrolman on duty." And he went in, he came out, and you know, through God's graces and love and mercy and kindness, you know, his mechanic turned around, fixed my tire, aired it up. I went into the scales. I got my ticket written off. I released, and I was able to come home. That's a God moment. That's a God moment, how God places people in your life every day. I have a million stories like that.
How about you and me?
How about you and me? Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Tell us a story, because you know it actually better than I do. When did we first meet?
Oh, my gosh. So this is a total God moment. My nephew was graduating from the sheriff's department, and I wanted to get a St. Michael's medallion, necklace, whatever I could get for him. And my buddy, who runs buildyourrosary.com. He runs this shop, and he happened to be doing a conference out in Claremont, I believe it was. And so he says, "Gil, I wish I could help you, but I'm not at my store. I've got to go out to," he goes, "I'm out in Claremont." He goes, "Come on out." And I said,
"Was that St. Peter and St. Paul?"
Yes, it was St. Peter and St. Paul.
Okay.
And so I got in my car, threw a t-shirt, shorts on, tennis shoes, and I head out. And all of a sudden, I'm walking up and I'm looking for where they're selling all the goods. And then out comes this man full of joy. And I didn't know him. I didn't know anything about him. But his name was Deacon Stephen Greco. he looks at me and he says, "Who are you?" And I look at him, I go, "Why is this man asking me who I am? I don't even know him." And I go, "My name's Gil Alderetti. I run Catholic Men's Fellowship of California." And he hands me his card and he says, "We got to do an interview. We have work to do for the Lord." And wow. I couldn't believe it, but I had been praying for a way to open Catholic Men's Fellowship up in a bigger way. Come to find out that he knows a man named Tom Greeley. We emailed. I got my St. Michael's medallion. But since then, we've done so much together. And Deacon Stephen has grown by his prayers, his help, Catholic, you know, Men of Faith program, radio show here on Spirit-Filled Media. And it's amazing.
Well, it is one thing after another. And it's just beginning. And together throughout California, we're going to do iThirst conferences. We have one in Fresno, March 18th of next year, November 19th this year, iThirst Orange County, iThirst Fresno, March 18th. And we're waiting on a date. I know it's going to come soon.
We're working with Bishop O'Connell, David O'Connell.
So they said yes. What a great meeting we had. We had a great meeting, and so that's going to happen probably. We're looking for, and I believe, other regions within the Archdiocese of Los Angeles is going to have them.
Right.
And then we're right now working on Denver, the Archdiocese of Denver, also for Birmingham. And we're going to go to 21 cities. But you're going to be part of this in so many different ways. And throughout California. I mean, definitely up in the Bay Area. Up in the Diocese of San Francisco, Diocese of Oakland. I've got a buddy, someone you know very well, Bill Markham, is actually going to help me, not just in Phoenix, but in the Archdiocese of San Francisco.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
You know, and I get to retire next year. This, you know, so after the first year of iThirst, I will hop on a plane and I will be with you at every iThirst throughout America.
I can't begin to say to you and my listening, our listening audience, his listening audience and mine, because this is duly recorded here on our two shows, I can't begin to tell you how much I'm praising God for bringing Gil Alderetti in my life. I just, there are no words to describe it because, you know, I don't know about you, buddy, but there are times you feel kind of alone, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, you're surrounded by great people, but there are times, you know, and it's not that you want to judge anybody, but you want to be around people that inspire you.
Absolutely.
And you want to be around people that, you know, I mean, they're not perfect. We're all sinners, but they are striving for holiness,
right?
Which is what we're talking about in this show, is we're striving to be all in. And we want to do, we realize, you know, we're in the flesh, we trip, we fall, so we go to reconciliation. We realize we need more, so we go to daily mass. We realize we need more, we go to daily adoration. We realize we need support and spiritual armor. We pray the rosary every day. You know, and to be with other men and other people on fire for Jesus Christ, it's like having armor around you. It's like the Roman, how they were against each other, right? They had,
right,
whatever it was called, you know, they had their shields up and their, you know, they protected each other. And that's right. What happens when you're around people who are on fire.
You have those men who are walking in the Spirit, those women who are walking in the Spirit, and we encourage each other. We talk to each other daily. We text each other daily. We tell each other how much we love each other and how much that our Lord is working in our lives. You know, I talked to a man on the way down here, you know, who was preparing for his meeting. Go to CatholicMen.org and you can find a meeting in your area of where you live in. If you can't, call me. My number is on there. Call me and see if we can't establish a working ministry to men in your parish. We're growing. God is growing this ministry with Spirit-Filled Media, Catholic Men's Fellowship, the iThirstForAmerica.com. Go there, register. God is transforming our nation, this world. But he can't do it without you. He can't do it without us and our cooperation. We just need to stay connected together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
So let's talk about, step by step, how do you get to be holy? What do you think is the first thing you have to do? You have to want it. No, seriously.
You do.
Most people don't get past the first step.
No, but God puts that desire in you.
Amen.
He does.
True.
And there are moments, and we just walk away. We just say, oh, yeah. You know,
Too much trouble.
Yeah, when you have that desire, say, you know, I need to go back to church. I need to go back to worship. And then you say, no, what am I thinking? I got a football game to watch, or I got something to do on Sunday. I got to sleep in. It's my only day of rest. And we walk away from that contact, that grace that God opened our heart to. We were open at that moment, and then we walk away. I like to say, the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and you have the Holy Spirit, but does the Holy Spirit have you?
I love that.
Does the Holy Spirit have you? Have you surrendered to Him? Because that's your baptism. The Holy Spirit was infused in you.
So one of my favorite stories, and if you've heard me over the years, you've heard the story, but I keep saying it because I absolutely love it. I'm at an SCRC convention over Labor Day weekend, and on Saturday, Labor Day weekend, for many years, my wife Marianne and I would pray over the children aged 5 to 15. So we did that on a particular Saturday. On Sunday, I was going to give a talk in the arena, Anaheim Convention Center, and a woman and a young girl, age about 7, came running up to me. They were out of breath. I was walking throughout the arena, and they stopped me, and they said, Deacon. And the mother said, oh, you and your wife prayed over my daughter yesterday, and she's been so incredibly excited she could barely sleep. And so I said, oh, really? Well, what's going on? And the little girl looked at me, about age 7, her eyes dilated. She goes, Deacon, did I receive the Holy Spirit at baptism? And I said, wow, that's good. Then she asked me, my brothers and sisters, the most important question I have heard in over 40 years of ministry. She cocked her head, she looked at me, her eyes dilated, and she said, Deacon, if I receive the Holy Spirit at baptism, why is He hiding? Think about that, my brothers and sisters. Is the Holy Spirit alive? In order for us to pursue holiness, we have to release the Holy Spirit in our life, because the Holy Spirit leads us to all truth. The Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit gives us that fire. Is it a coincidence that Pentecost was tongues of fire? Was a coincidence on the road to Emmaus that the men said, were our hearts not on fire? You see, when we pursue holiness, when we pursue Jesus, truly pursue Him, because you can't fake it, our hearts are on fire.
You know, Hebrews 12:14 says, pursue peace with all people and holiness without which no one will see the Lord. We have to strive for it. You know, strive through that narrow gate that our Lord tells us to go through. You know, and how do we do that? Jesus unlocks the door. I had a priest this weekend tell me in his homily, he spread out his arms and he said, that is the key. And he pointed to the cross and he had his arms out. The key is Jesus, allowing Him to transform your life. I have a similar story with my nephew who came to live with us at 7 years old. And his parents, my brother who passed away, and his mom, who was dealing with issues, couldn't care for him. And we had him for 8 years. But when he came to our house, we were a Catholic home. We were a Catholic family. And he started going to Mass. And he asked, when am I going to get baptized, Uncle Gil? And I said, when do you want to get baptized? And he goes, right away. And I asked him, I said, why? And he goes, so I can have the Holy Spirit. He was 7.
Wow.
We went up to the deacon. And we asked him, hey, I go, Deacon, I go, Max wants to ask you a question. And Deacon Alvarez at St. Louis says, okay, Max, what do you want to ask? He goes, I want to ask when I can be baptized. And Deacon, right, saying, okay, where's this child at? He says, why do you want to be baptized, Max? And Max said, because I want the Holy Spirit. And Deacon says, we don't need to wait anymore.
Praise the Lord.
Right?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There are so many miracles that happen. I just can't begin. When you pursue holiness, God will just bring people in your life. So this morning, as we're recording this show on a Monday, and on Monday mornings at San Luis Obispo in Irvine, if you're listening to this and want to come see me give a homily at 8:30 Mass, I do it on Monday mornings. So I gave this homily, and this particular day we're recording this show is the memorial of our Blessed Virgin Mary, the queenship of our Blessed Virgin Mary. So I talked about the power of Mary's intercession, her love for us. And I just went on and on about battling evil and being all in and surrender. Let it be done to me according to your word. I mean, everything about that. So at the end of it, you know, I'm rushing over here to see my buddy Gil and doing other things. And at the end of it, this guy comes walking up to me. He goes, I'm Deacon so-and-so from Brooklyn, New York. I'm out here because of my son being sick. But he starts saying how that the homily moved him in such a powerful way and how much he wants to be connected with our ministry, Spiritful Hearts, and with I Thirst. And so I believe that Brooklyn, New York, through this deacon, will have an I Thirst conference.
Praise God.
That's how it works, right?
That's awesome.
When you pursue holiness, people come out of the blue where you least expect it.
You know, I'm going to a conference at the end of the month, and I'm going to a conference in, how would you like to go to Hawaii?
Hallelujah.
How would you
and
like
aloha.
To, yeah, how would you like to have an I Thirst conference in Hawaii?
I want an I Thirst conference in Hawaii.
Well,
will
I'm
you put it there, please.
Yeah, I am
the
gonna,
Lord will do it.
I am going to meet with Ron, who is the leader of Catholic Men's Fellowship out there in Hawaii on Oahu, and I am going to work with him and meet with a couple deacons, and we're going to put it them in contact with you and see if we can't go to Hawaii and have an
I Thirst. It will happen.
It will happen.
It will happen.
From
100%.
Our lips to God's ears and by His power, we're going to do it, Deacon.
You can write down Dominic Olaso. They know who he is. O-L-A-S-O. He's one of the leaders there because I've done many events in Hawaii. In any case, no, that will happen. And that's exactly the way the Lord works. When you pursue holiness, then God opens doors, doesn't close them. So we just pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon us, that we may say yes without compromise, yes with all of our heart, soul, might, and strength, that we may pursue holiness in the way like never before, through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Deacon Steve.
All right.
It's always a pleasure to have you here.
You're listening to Spirit-Filled Radio. Any C.S. Lewis fans out there? Here's a word from Joan Patton, Apostolic Oblate in the Diocese of Orange.
There's a quote from C.S. Lewis. He was talking about how, like, we feel like God's pursuing us, and so what happens? We get scared and we start to run. And finally, God's like, stop! I'm trying to give you joy! And that is what vocation is about.
For more great content, check out spiritfilledevents.com. That's spiritfilledevents.com. Spirit-Filled Radio is in partnership with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. Spiritfilledevents.com. Spirit-Filled Radio shares gems of our Catholic faith each and every day. Here's a word from Deacon Steve Greco along with Father Augustine Puckner about the sacrament of reconciliation.
So many people go to priests that they don't know because they're afraid that, wow, what's the priest going to, the priest's really going to know me,
right.
You know, and all that. So tell us about that whole
right.
area.
Well, first of all, don't be afraid. To our listeners, don't be afraid. And let me just say that as sincerely and gently as I can. Don't be afraid of confession, of God, because God's mercy is that embrace of the loving Father who is waiting and watching for you to return to Him and to return to His love and to return home. Home to the church, home to your spiritual family, where you will be embraced with great love and enthusiasm and will be supported. So that, no, that the fear factor is definitely something that we pray that everyone will overcome.
For more great content, check out spiritfilledevents.com. That's spiritfilledevents.com. Spirit-Filled Radio is in partnership with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange in Southern California. Spiritfilledevents.com.
Welcome to another episode of Men of Faith. Today my guest is Deacon Stephen Greco, and we pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit and they shall be created. Welcome, Deacon Stephen Greco, to another episode. And today we're going to talk about evangelization.
Well, we are going to talk about sharing our faith, evangelization. And I'm now the director of evangelization and formation for the Diocese of Orange. And it's interesting from the very beginning, right? You look at the first chapter of Acts, you look at the 16th chapter of Mark, the 28th chapter of Matthew, right before Jesus ascends into heaven. And what's he tell the people to do? Share the faith,
share
right?
The faith.
He said, go into the whole world and to the corners of the world, make disciples of all people, you know, really have them all in. Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit empowers you, you'll be my witnesses, which means martyrs in Greek. You'll be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. And that's exactly what we're called to do. And our iThirst conference, please register, JesusThirstForAmerica.com. iThirst Orange County, November 19th. You can go to our website, spiritfulhearts.org. And bottom line is this, is we will teach you what it means to share your faith. We have incredible speakers, Dr. Robert Spitzer, Deacon Larry Oney, his wife Andy Oney, Kathleen Beckman, Barbara Heil, myself, Bishop Timothy Fryer. It will be a one-day event which will teach you how to share your faith, mass, reconciliation, adoration. It will be one of the most influential days you've ever spent. And then we're going to give you a whole year content and follow-up I'll send to you on how to share your faith, how to be holier, how to get closer to Christ in everything that you do.
Practical takeaways from the conference.
Amen,
That's
amen.
That's what we need.
Amen,
a full year
amen.
Of practical takeaways. You know, Catholic Men's Fellowship of California, we pride ourselves on being men on a mission. And this mission call is for men and women. And we have to be able to commit ourselves to changing the world by proclaiming the gospel through a lifestyle and public witness that embodies Jesus, to embody the world, to embody the body of Christ.
I so love Catholic Men's Fellowship. I can't, and all you men out there, please find a local chapter. Where do they go to find a local chapter?
CatholicMen.org. Go to CatholicMen.org and weekly, I kid you not, God is opening doors. We just opened another brand new parish in St. Joseph's in La Puente. We're going to work on St. Joseph's in Pomona. We're working on Orange County.
Amen.
We're working on having one here at the Christ Cathedral.
Oh, absolutely. It has to happen.
We met a man this weekend at a breakfast from Placentia. And this man says, I have six parishes around me, and I know how to get in contact with all the leaders of these six parishes. They would love to have something like this in their parish. And I looked at him and I said, six? You need to talk to our vice president, Francisco Munoz, who really is my right arm in this organization, you know, apart from God, us working through him. But he talked to this man, and his name is Gil also. And he says, you can put us in contact with what? That's six parishes in Orange County. Six parishes right around the corner from here, Christ Cathedral, right? That can influence and be men on a mission here in Orange County. And we're going to get them to work for the iThirst for America, our conference that you can sign up for at iThirstForAmerica.com. Register today. And we're going to have more information on our website. But thank you, Deacon Steve, for that.
You go to SpiritfulHearts.org, JesusThirstForAmerica.com. You know, register for iThirst. It's absolutely amazing. We are called to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. We are called to share our faith. You know, I had a dream, and this is not a dream that you like to have. But I had a dream in which I saw it was like a river of souls going into hell. And they were shrieking. They were crying out. And I saw Jesus standing, penetrating his eyes to me and said, I've called you to make a difference. We are all called to make a difference, to tell other people about Jesus Christ. People need to take this seriously, that Jesus is Lord. He is the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the Alpha, the Omega. He is the Prince of Peace. He is everything. He's our Savior, our Redeemer. It is the good news of Jesus Christ. People don't understand. If you ask them, what's the good news? Well, the Dodgers won yesterday. You know, that's good news. You know, I won the lottery. That's good news. My kid got all A's. That's good news. Yeah, those are all great. But it's nothing compared to eternal salvation. With Jesus, you have eternal salvation when you believe in Him, give your life to Him, and say, Lord, take over my life. I want to be with you forever in paradise, and use me. Melt me, mold me, use me as an instrument of your love to share with other people your truth. For God, John 3:16, I mean, for God so loved the world, that He gave us His only begotten Son, so that whoever may believe in Him will have eternal life. Do you believe it? And if you believe it, why don't you tell other people about it?
Why don't you share? You know, in Acts 2:17, the Apostle Paul tells us that in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. The Lord puts these visions, and He put this vision inside of you, Deacon, so that you can come up with something. And this is why we're doing the I Thirst for America. Jesus thirsts for America out of a vision, because hell is real. Hell is real. And you have a choice in your life. Am I going to serve in the light or in darkness? And there's only two choices. Where shall I go? Where will I go? And Jesus died on the cross for all humanity. And we have a choice. And this is going to bring about the reconciliation to America and whoever else sees, right, where God wants to put us, and bring people closer to Christ and into the kingdom of God. Deacon Steve, you're a worker in the vineyard. You are a laborer in the vineyard of God, transforming souls to the love of Jesus Christ. And I just want to thank you for that.
Well, I thank you. I praise God, because I'm a humble servant like you are. And what we basically say to the Lord is, Lord, take over my life. And then all these things come to you. You know, your head is flooded with thoughts. You know, other people come in your life, like when you and I met. You know, it was like, I mean, what's the chance of that, right?
Only
you know,
in God's providence.
Only
right?
in God's providence, you know. And other people that you come across, I mean, it's amazing. You know, our publicist, Alexis Wachenstein. What are the chances of meeting her? Well, God wanted me to meet her. So bingo, there it is. You know, Katie Hughes, Michael Mola, I mean, all the people we work with, Jim Govanelli. You know, how I got on radio to begin with was through Katie Hughes. Ryan Lillingren, who was director of communications for the Diocese of Orange at the time, child was in her Montessori school where she was teaching, where she was an administrator, actually. And he comes up, and Katie says, I don't know if you've heard this story. Katie says, well, I got to run because we're doing a radio show. And Ryan, who was in charge of the Orange Diocese radio network, says, radio? What radio? We're looking for people to do radio. And he put me on the first one, and the rest is history. You know, so it's like, that's what God does, though, right? If you have the desire, then all these people come out of the woodwork for you to minister to, and people who minister to you.
You know, I was out on a golf course one day with my brother, and I received this call. And, you know, I'm getting ready, and I said, okay, Deacon Steve, you know, Deacon Steve called me up. He goes, Gil, how would you like to do a radio show, Men of Faith? And I dropped my golf club, and I said, what? I had been just praying about how I was going to get the word out more and to more people, and what I was going to do, and how I was going to move, how the Lord was going to use me to move Catholic Men's Fellowship of California forward. And here comes this call by Deacon Steve saying, hey, how would you like to do this? And it's just amazing.
And I want everyone to know to go to spiritfilledmedia.com, spiritfilledmedia.org, actually, and you can get over 400 podcasts. So you can go to all the Men of Faith and be able to and download the podcast, listen to them at any time, empowered by the Spirit. We have unbelievable Father Jacob Shea, Father Augustine Pugner. We have all these different shows that are just absolutely incredible shows, and you can download them and listen to them at any time.
How many of you travel to work to and from? I think most of us, right? You can download the app on your iPhone, on your Android, Spirit-Filled Radio, and download the app. You can't miss it. It's the Holy Spirit in an icon. Download it, put it on your phone, and it'll start playing, and you'll have different shows every half hour. You'll have the rosary, you'll have music, you'll have different shows about different things that can inspire you and help you grow closer to God. And they're done mostly by the laity. We have a couple priests on there, but by laity like myself, who was invited, and we have a show just inspiring men and women who are in Christ and out of Christ, but to draw a deeper, closer relationship with God.
We have our mutual friend Bill Markham's show of Recovering God's Miracles for those recovering from addictions, alcoholism, whatever addiction. We have a show called Wedding Bands with Deacon Angelo and Cindy Giambroni that is amazing about the power of marriage and how to strengthen your marriage. We have a show called Called to Serve by Russ and Jody Millspa, Deacon Russ and Jody Millspa, in which we're talking about all the different ways of serving. All of these shows that we have, and there are 25 shows that we have right now, Catholic Answers. We have the show Catholic Answers, which is the number one apologetic show in the United States. We have that on Spirit-Filled Radio. And again, you can go to spiritfilledmedia.com and you can download the podcast on your iPhone or on your computer and listen to it at any time. And so again, whether it's radio in terms of listening to Spirit-Filled Radio or the podcast, what a great way of really ascertaining greater faith and knowledge and catechesis and to be inspired by the Holy Spirit.
I like to say you can't give what you don't have. And by listening to Catholic radio, by listening to the shows that are programmed on Spirit-Filled Radio, you can grow. You can grow. God will speak to you through the radio programs. God speaks to you through a simple song on the radio. I know that for my life experiences, and I know that many of you out there listening know that. But you know what? When you listen to the rosary and you pray the rosary and you listen to the speakers that are on the app on spiritfilledmedia.org, you go there, you download the app on Spirit-Filled Media, and you can listen in, and it can transform your life. It can give you something holy to listen to.
And we have music on Saturday and Sunday. We start at 4 a.m. Monday through Friday, get the East Coast audience, and we go to 6 p.m. at night. But then we have music all evening, 24 hours. And then again on the weekends, we'll have music. But it's Spirit-Filled music. I mean, I love listening to it because I get so inspired. So we're talking about sharing your faith. So lots of ways you can do that. We just talked about radio, podcasts, different things you can do. You can do it via social media. Share your faith that way. Share your faith in terms of just getting small groups together. You know, share your faith by just going out and bumping into people wherever you are. You know, I love to tell people, waiters, waitresses, cashiers, do you know Jesus loves you? You know, just wherever you go, wherever God puts you is an opportunity to share your faith.
Absolutely. And there's so many times during the day, so many times that God brings people that I cross paths with that even just need prayer. I met a young man at this breakfast the other day and he was happy and elated to be there. And, you know, he was telling people, you know, I had a stroke, and he's a young man, 45 years old.
Mm.
I had a stroke a few months ago and I'm recuperating. And I said, let's pray. And he looked at me, he said, pray now. And I said, yeah. Let's just pray. And a couple guys were there, and we just prayed. And, you know, I got that from you, Deacon Steve, because I never now end a conversation without saying a prayer, without saying a prayer for someone or someone praying for me. Before I hang up the phone, I say, hey, let's say a quick prayer. And it's simply, God, bless this day, bless us, watch over us, protect us, bring us to our next conversation.
I love to pray over people, and I do it all the time because literally, I've never had anyone say, don't pray for me. I've done hospital ministry where I was told that people were not interested in being prayed over. But every time I went in there, they said,
pray for me.
Pray for me. No problem. You know, I mean, literally, who doesn't, you know, because even people who don't have faith or their faith is weak, they go, well, it won't hurt. And geez, maybe it's true, you know, type thing. But people know that we all need prayer. You pray for me, Deacon Steve Greco. Pray for Gil Alderete. Pray for my daughter, Laura, that has, you know, lung cancer and brain tumors. Pray for the country. Pray for the church. Pray for young adults, teens. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, right? Yeah. All the things to pray for.
You know, a mustard seed, right? Although it says a mustard seed. You know, and some people may just have that little mustard seed. But you open the door to prayer. And I've had people come to me and say, my life has changed. But that's all part of the evangelization we're talking about. Going forth, spreading the gospel. What is the gospel? The life-saving power of Jesus Christ, how he died for your sins. We have to be a people of God that are able to go out, and when people say, what is it that you do or what is going on with you, that we can do it in sharing the gospel in a minute or less, and then in the other minute or two, tell them how God has transformed our lives. And if you do that, it's amazing. You know, I have friends from 35 years ago that I work with. I've been at UPS 39 years, and I work with these men, and they'll be in the yard with me, and they'll turn around, and they'll be talking to someone, and they'll go, see that guy? Mm. And the other driver will go, yeah, Gil, that guy's a living miracle. Go ask him his story. Go ask him who he was before he found God. And he'll tell you, I know, I lived it with him. I saw him as a young man at UPS, as a young driver, and we've known each other for 35 years. It's amazing what God can do.
And God brought Jim Govanelli in my life. Jimmy G, our engineer, who is one of the holiest men I've ever met, and who is the makes these shows really work. And what a blessing. What a blessing to be in each other's life. What a blessing where men come into your life like a Gil Alderete, who has changed my life. You've changed my life. You have. You've changed my life because you point to Jesus, and we all need it. That's the, you know, when we talk about sharing our faith, we don't realize how much we need each other.
Regardless where you're at.
Regardless of where you're at.
I get inspired by having a 5-minute phone call with one of my brothers,
Amen.
One of my sisters.
Amen.
They inspire me because they don't know where I'm at. They don't know what struggles I'm going through. And it's huge when you just talk to somebody and you worship Jesus.
Here's the reality, my brothers and sisters. The enemy has targeted us. Read Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. Bottom line is that we are targeted by the enemy to block our ministry and our apostolate, to block our testimony. Literally, I have, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm 100% convinced, I've had this revealed to me by the Lord, there are demonic forces, even legions of demonic forces, assigned to leadership to try to stop us. And that's why we have to ask for the holy heavenly angels, our, you know, St. Michael the Archangel, the St. Michael prayer. Why do we pray that all the time now? Because of the demonic forces against us. We need the rosary. We need the Blessed Mother. We need the tools. We need to ask for legions of holy heavenly angels to protect us. Saint Joseph, terror of demons.
Awesome. Yes.
We have to ask Saint Michael. We have to ask Saint Catherine of Siena, Saint Padre Pio, whatever saints that you're affiliated with that, you know, to intercede for us. We're in a war.
A spiritual warfare.
We're in a spiritual warfare. And so, for us to be able to be pure of heart, blessed are the pure heart, for they shall see God, we need to have that intercession, pray the rosary, daily mass, frequent reconciliation, very frequent, adoration, Divine Mercy Chapel, you know, whatever prayers that God puts in your heart. And we need each other. We need to be in group. That's why Catholic Men's Fellowship is so critical for men.
It is. It's so important that we have a place to gather. You know, and if you don't have, or you've lost, or you've been just away, lukewarm, and you say, you know, I don't know how to get back. I don't know what to do. Ask God to reveal himself to you, and he will. That's a simple prayer. God, show me that you're here. Show me that you're alive. Show me where to go, what to do. If you're listening to these programs, if you're listening to this program today, God has called you to listen to it.
Amen.
To go to CatholicMen.org and find out where you can go to a group on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Saturday. We have groups that meet every day during the month, every day during the week, and some meet once a week, twice a week, three times a week, every other Saturday, every Saturday. It just depends on what you're looking for in your area. And if you don't have one at your parish, contact me. Contact me on the website, CatholicMen.org. Call me up personally. I get phone calls every day. I get phone calls from men say, hey, I'm looking for this. I just hooked up two men down there in Escondido, okay, to St. John of the Cross, to Freddie Picciano, who runs a group down there.
I love that
and
name.
These two men are on fire.
I love that name.
Fred Picciano.
I love it. Paisan, Kisadicha. Bottom line is that we are not alone, and we're not meant to be alone.
Amen.
Bottom line is that God will put you with people, sisters, with sisters, you know, you have the Magnificat. We strongly recommend the Magnificat for women. We have Catholic Men's Fellowship. We have all of these different groups. Go to JesusThirstForAmerica.com. Register for November 19th. If you're out of the area, get one in your area. We're going to be in Fresno March 18th. We'll give you a date very soon for Los Angeles. We're coming to Birmingham, I'm very confident, coming to Denver, coming to Hawaii.
It's going to happen. Hawaii is going to happen. We're going to have it. Yeah, how about that, Jim?
Jimmy G's going. He's packing his bags right now,
You can wear that beautiful shirt that you got on right now.
So bottom line is this. We are called to serve God by loving him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor by ourselves. How do we love Jesus? We love Jesus by adoring him. We love Jesus by receiving the sacraments, and we love Jesus by sharing Jesus with other people. How could we possibly say we love Jesus and keep quiet? Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is salvation. How can we not say that to other people? How can that not happen? It has to happen. No. It has to happen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, bottom line is this, my brothers and sisters, this is not a guilt trip, but ask the Lord, use me and you'll be used.
There is no guilt in Jesus Christ who redeems and forgives.
Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus, who loves the Lord and in Christ Jesus. When you love Jesus, he doesn't condemn you. He supports you.
Right. He supports you. In our weakness, he is made strong. And that's what we need to realize. And we need to just move forward. If you're downcast, if you're sad, if you're just depressed, you know what? Go to spiritfilledmedia.org. Go to catholicmen.org and find out how we can help you through the mercy and through the power of God to help transform your lives.
Sign up for JesusThirstForAmerica.com November 19th in the Diocese of Orange, March 18th in the Diocese of Fresno. We'll give you dates soon for Los Angeles and other places around the country. Just know that Jesus wants you to be all in. That's what Jesus Thirst for America is all about, teaching you how to be all in and teaching you how to share your faith.
Surrender to God and he'll do the rest.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you and worship you. We thank you for the yes within our hearts, a yes for you without conditions, your unconditional love for us. We thank you for Catholic Men's Fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for I Thirst, JesusThirstForAmerica.com, for Spiritful Hearts. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us men like Gil Lalaretti, for bringing us each other. We thank you, Lord God, for men and women who are on fire for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the sacraments. We thank you for all that you're doing to build up the body of Christ. Lord, use us, melt us, mold us, and use us. Fill us with the Holy Spirit and heal us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through the intercession of Saint Joseph, through the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And I bless you with every spiritual blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks again, Deacon Steve Greco, for joining me on this Men of Faith radio show. And we just ask for your, you know, that God continue to bless you for your work throughout the Archdiocese, throughout our nation, and throughout the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Gil. And just God bless you and all the men that you're associated with, men and women, for Catholic Men's Fellowship that continues to grow and flourish, and for Jesus Thirst for America that explodes upon the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, everybody. God bless you. And this is Deacon Steve Greco of Empowered by the Spirit. May Almighty God bless you with every spiritual blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week.